arming it too much, Chip. Use more overhand.
Yeah. Only the pros are beginning to use more of a short, quick release deal.
Hey, you guys! Francis is gonna have a batch of babies!
Who's Francis?
My dog. The one Tramp's been going steady with. Yeah, the veteran says she's gonna have her batch any day now.
The word's litter, not batch. And he's a veterinarian, not a veteran.
No, he's a veteran. He was in the Army. Hi.
Hi, honey.
What do you think?
About what?
Well, this is a maternity smock. Thought it was about time I wore one.
Oh, well, it looks fine, Katie. But you're really not big enough for one of those yet.
Well, sure she is.
You know, it's really a wonderful feeling, sort of. Like we've taken the next step toward parenthood.
I guess you know how Frances feels, huh, Mrs. Douglas?
Frances? Oh, yeah, your dog. How's she coming along?
She's pregnant, too. Are you going to have your baby in a hospital?
Yes. Why?
Frances is going to have hers under the sink.
Honey, if we're not doing anything this afternoon, is it okay if I go down to Ted's and watch the game?
Yeah. He's got a 27-inch screen down there.
Sure. That's fine. Just let me know before you leave so I can kiss you goodbye.
Okay.
Hey, Rob. She's okay.
Yeah. I know.
No, you're not bothering anybody, Todd. I was half asleep, and Katie's just sitting here working on baby clothes. Yeah, we could start a store. Hey, did you see the game today?
Yeah. Well, I hope they do better next week. No, I think what they really goofed up is when Swanson fumbled on the 10. Up till then, I think they had a chance.
Hi, Kate.
Hi, Dad. Hey, guess what?
I don't know what.
Sit down. I think I felt the baby move.
No. What did Rob say?
Well, it just happened. Can't wait for him to get off the phone so I can tell him. Just sort of went, boom.
How about that?
Oh, I'm so wrapped up in the baby, I forgot you just got home. Working on Sunday, too, you must be exhausted. I'll get you something to eat.
Oh, no, you stay right where you are. I had a bite to eat out near the plant. I am pretty tired. Those government deadlines really take it out of you. Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Night.
Did you see that guy run? Well, I think the turning point of the game is when Thompson intercepted on the 25. That's the best run I've ever seen. Rimsky couldn't even catch him.
Rob?
Todd, I better get off.
I'm being nudged by my wife.
Yeah. Okay. See you later.
Boy, nag, nag, nag.
Honey?
What?
The most wonderful thing just happened.
I know. You just finished another pair of booties or something.
What was that?
What was what?
You moved without moving.
That was our baby.
It moved by itself?
It was probably waving at us.
It moved. It's alive. I knew you were...
Honey, I'm going to call the doctor. I think you ought to know about this.
Rob, if you call the doctor because a baby's moving, he'd slap you into a hospital as mentally incompetent.
Honey, we've got to do something. The baby might hurt himself.
Well, there is something we can do.
What?
Wait.
It won't be easy.
Come in.
Oh, how'd you know you were in bed already?
Oh, that's all right, Ann. I was pretty tired tonight. I thought I'd go to sleep early. What is it?
Gordon's dog next door is going to have puppies. And Tramp is my dog and everything. So shouldn't I go over and sleep on the floor with Gordon?
Well, Lord, I got the last part of that. The answer is no. You may not go over and sleep on the floor with Gordon.
But legally, if I'm the owner of a dog that's going to be a father, shouldn't I go over and at least worry with Gordon?
Ern, I'm afraid this... whole thing is just a little too complicated for me tonight. Could we maybe talk about it tomorrow?
Oh, sure, Dan.
Fine. Why don't we do that, huh? Good night.
Hi, Dan. If you want to talk to Dan, he just wants to sleep.
But, Ern, you just came out of there.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to talk anymore. Well, he talks, but he doesn't understand what anybody else is saying. Good night.
Good night.
Yeah.
Dad, I'm sorry, but this is important.
Oh, it's all right, Rob. What's on your mind?
Dad, Katie's gonna have a baby.
Yeah, I know.
Well, what I mean is, well, the baby kicked me.
It did, huh?
Yeah. Doesn't that mean anything to you?
Well, sure. Sure means that everything's fine.
Dad, I'm just not ready for this.
I know how you feel, Ronald.
Did it happen to you?
Oh, sure. Sure, I felt exactly the same way. I wanted to go around and tell everybody I was just too young for this. Seemed I'd just gotten out of high school. Seemed only a few months before I'd gotten a B minus in neatness and responsibility. I wasn't ready either.
Boy. How long does this last?
Well, with me it lasted until I looked through that window in the hospital. And the nurse held up a basket with a little red, wrinkled, squirming thing in it. And a card said, Douglas, boy. And right then I figured I'd better start growing up.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you have a boy, Rob, I imagine he'll come to you someday with exactly the same problem.
Must be a big relief when your kids finally grow up and you don't have to worry about them anymore.
Rob, I'm afraid parents never... Yeah, it's a big relief.
Good night, Dad.
Good night.
This family would all get down to breakfast at the same time. Now, don't forget your lunches. An old trading liverwurst for peanut butter. If you want peanut butter, tell me and I'll make you peanut butter.
Hello? Oh, yeah, hi. I'll ask him. It's Gordon, and he wants to know if you can go over to his house this afternoon and take a look at Francis.
What for? What's wrong with his mother looking at Francis?
Well, his mother's going to the tea or something. Gordon's scared Frances will have her babies all by herself.
Animals are supposed to have their babies by themselves, Ernie.
Well, yeah, but Frances is real delicate.
All right. I'll look in if I get the chance. Come on, you guys. Get off to school. Go on.
He says okay. So you better leave the back door open or something. Okay, so long.
Hi, Steve.
Oh, morning. Sorry I'm late. I guess I was more tired than I thought.
Yeah. You didn't make any sense at all last night.
I'm sorry, Ernie.
Are you guys going to stand there having a polite conversation all day, or are you going to get to school?
Good morning.
Oh, who died?
I'll just have a little toast this morning, Uncle Charlie. I've got an early class.
Mm. You're going to school looking like that?
Goodbye, Ernie. Have a good day. You too, Chip. So long.
You didn't answer my question. Who died?
I'm wearing a suit because a suit is a more efficient article than the things I usually wear. Besides, I'm going to see the university counselor today about some extra tutoring.
Oh?
Yes, I'm streamlining my life, Dad. I've got the job at the drive-in from 5 to 9 with Sundays and Mondays off. I can tutor high school students on those two nights. With a child coming, money becomes sort of a security thing.
What does Katie say about all this?
Well, she was asleep when I got up, Dad. She'll see the sense in it. She's fairly level-headed.
Well, don't take on too much. I mean, nothing's really changed since yesterday.
Oh, yes, it has, Dad. When I think of myself tossing a football around and going down to a malt shop like a little kid, I get a little sick inside.
Here's your toast.
Well, thank you, Uncle Charlie, but I'm awfully sorry. I really must be on my way. So long.
Goodbye, Rob.
I wonder if they sell sensible pills down at the drugstore. He sure could use a bottle full of them.
Well, don't be too hard on him, Charlie. When fatherhood finally comes, it hits pretty hard.
Not for everybody.
Hi. Home, everybody. Cool it, Chip.
Cool what?
Cool the racket.
Hi. Hey, where's Uncle Charlie?
Cool it.
Cool what?
Everything, I guess. Robbie's in the dining room doing homework.
At 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah, he's got that businessman's face that he was wearing this morning.
Yeah, he's acting real weird. But anyway, where's Uncle Charlie?
I'm here.
But did you get a chance to go next door and visit Frances?
I sure did.
Well, how is she?
Well, her teeth are in good shape. She bit me. From here on in, Alice, you do your own dog sitting. That little mutt. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going over to see Frances. She was on a special diet, and I hope you didn't wreck it.
Wreck? She almost wrecked me.
Hey, cool it in there.
Oh, boy, one of these days.
God, look at Tramp. He doesn't even care if Frances is sick or anything. Tramp? Ernie, what's your dog doing here? Well, we brought Tramp over so Frances could look at him, Mrs. Deering. Yeah, but all he does is sleep. You're not going to use the sink again, are you?
I have to get dinner ready, honey.
Yeah, every time you turn the water on, it makes Frances nervous.
You could make dinner over at our house, Mrs. Deering. Now, look, boys, I know that you're very worried about Frances. Now, I promise to run the water as softly as possible, but that is the best that I can do.
Yeah, Gordon. If Tramp isn't worried about Frances, maybe it's because he knows what not to worry about. He's been a father before. Page yet? I'm not finished. Okay, I'm finished.
Haven't you boys got anything better to do than sit around and read comics?
Oh.
I've got a student coming over in a few minutes.
We'll be quiet, Rob.
Fine.
You gonna use the kitchen?
Yes.
I'll get it. Hi.
Hi.
Aren't you Margaret Hill over at school?
Why, yes. And you're Chip Douglas.
Weren't you the one who had to give that talk on Shakespeare in English? Your mother burned your paper by accident?
Yes. Were you there?
I sure was.
I was never so embarrassed in my life.
Good evening, Miss Hill. I'm Rob Douglas. I think we'll work in the kitchen is a lot quieter there, if you'll excuse us, Chip.
Now, for one thing, Miss Hill, you mustn't start off with the premise that your teacher is a knucklehead just because she wants you to enjoy Shakespeare. Read the quotation to me again, this time as if you knew what it meant.
But I don't know what it means, Mr. Douglas.
We just went through it. Read it to me.
Have you seen that silver gravy boat, Rob?
Uncle Charlie, Miss Hill is paying me by the hour, and well, you're using it up.
Okay, have a takeoff at dime for me, button in. I gotta find that silver gravy boat.
When that I was.
Okay.
Please start from the beginning.
Yes, sir. When that I was, and a little tiny boy, with hey ho, the wind and rain.
Yeah. Oh, hi, Katie.
Hi, Dad. I know I shouldn't bother you.
Oh, I'm glad for the interruption. Come on in.
Dad, I'm really worried about Rob.
More of the same. I mean, is he still solemn and businesslike?
Yes. I understand. Just wish he'd go back to being a boy again. He's downstairs tutoring a student as if his life depended on it.
Well, if you think it'll help, I'd be glad to have a talk with him.
Oh, no, it's our own problem. I'm sure it'll find its own level. Just that he seems so old.
Katie, if it'll help any, I was the biggest fathead you ever saw when our first baby arrived.
I'm glad you said that. Tell me what a fathead you were so I can start relating.
Well, as I told Rob, it didn't really hit me until the moment I first saw the baby. And then you know what I did? I went right out and bought myself a pipe.
A pipe?
Yeah. I wanted to be an instant father. I tried to grow a beard, but that didn't work out too successfully. And I remember I even bought a pair of reading glasses I didn't need so I'd appear more studious to the world.
What did your wife say?
Well, Katie, women are a lot wiser about some things than men. She didn't say a word.
How long did this go on?
Oh, not too long. I don't remember exactly what it was, but something jarred me out of it. But you know something else? 4 years later, when I should have known better, I did exactly the same thing all over again. Except for the beard. I didn't try that.
You did it again?
Yeah.
Why?
Another baby. And my first PTA meeting.
Well, guess we'll just have to wait for something to jar Rob out of it. Another baby or our first PTA meeting.
Unless Charlie hits him with a pot first.
Thanks, Dad. You're really something.
Oh.
Good night.
So think of him as a playwright, and think of it as a play, not just something that sounds weird.
Oh, I will, Mr. Douglas. Mrs. Douglas, your husband opened up a whole world for me. He's just wonderful. I guess he has such insight into things because he's an older man. I was just telling your wife.
I heard.
What older man? He's about 4 years older than she is.
I know, Ernie. I know. Is something wrong, Ernie?
No.
You seem awfully restless. Something on your mind?
No, it's just one of those nights when you can't sleep. What's so funny?
Nothing, Rob. Good night.
You're smiling.
I'm happy.
Why?
I have a wonderful husband. And I'm gonna have a baby.
Steve, will you get that? I got some bacon here on the stove. This turning into a disaster area.
Hello. Who? Yes, I'll tell him. Goodbye. Well, somebody named Francis had seven babies. Seven babies?
Francis is Tramp's wife.
Oh.
Morning, Dad.
Oh, hi, fellas. Ernie, Gordon just called and said Francis just had seven puppies.
Hey, neat. Come on, Chip.
Oh, we'll be right back.
Okay.
Oh, hi, Katie. Rob up?
He'll be right in.
What's so funny?
Oh, you'll see.
Hi, everybody.
Well, morning, Rob.
You going to school like that?
Yep. I found out a suit isn't practical.
Now all we have to do is wait for another baby in a PTA meeting.
What does that mean?
You know, it's a little private joke between Katie and me, Rob.
Here's your bacon.
Hey, look! We got some of Tramp's kids! Aren't they cute?
Yeah. Yeah, more mouths.
Tramp just wants them right there. Yeah.
Don't look at yeah. Tramp.
Well, look who suddenly noticed he's a father.
Tramp, just don't turn into a stuffed shirt. That's one of the dangers of fatherhood.
Hankering for TV westerns? Well, tune in Sunday night and set a spell when TV Land goes west. It's a night of nothing but back-to-back TV westerns from our vault. Sunday nights, starting at 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 Pacific, right here.